Our guest analyst this afternoon, Brad Paulson, president of Northern Crops Marketing and Investments. Kind of a two-sided trade here today.
In the grains, yeah. So we did see China showed up about another 667,000 tons of corn, bringing the week's total to 1.279. So corn and wheat was firm. Corn in the front end up 5 in the May. D's corn actually down a couple cents. Beans are down with the weakness in energy, although bean oil did come back and close plus here at the end of the day. So it's kind of an energy story and macro story again today with banking contagion spreading to Europe. Credit Suisse has been talked about being in trouble for months, and overnight one of the financial backers in the Middle East that was kind of giving them money said no more. So that kind of caused the ripple effect, but we are coming back in energy down here too. We're down over $5 a barrel on crude. Right now we're down $3.80. Also down hard in the products. So it was kind of a broad-based sell-off. Crude oil's down to the lowest it's been since September of 21. And, you know, we put a high in after the Ukraine-Russia war started at $130, so we got down in the lows, the mid-60s today, so effectively we, you know, are down 50% from that high last March in crude oil.
Yeah, took all that risk premium out of it, the way it looks.
It sure did. And there isn't a whole lot of risk premium left in any of these grains either. You know, we're starting to see some export business show up at these lower prices. The commitment of traders report, which was delayed for weeks here, finally another one showed up last night and show the funds, you know, liquidated a lot of their grain length here the last couple of weeks. So that's also maybe a sign of somewhat of a bottom here.
Livestock side, that had a tough day.
It did. Got caught up in the downdraft in the stock market, in the macro markets. Feeders down 250 in the front end. Lives down buck and a half, and hogs down as much as $3 in those Junes. Cash cattle in Kansas traded 164 yesterday, so it's, you know, a little bit weaker, right about where it traded last month. But again, it's the you know, whipsaw effect of financial markets kind of dropping fast and hard here, which a lot of times does pressure the cattle market. We also have a cattle on feed report Friday that should, you know, still show really tight numbers going into the summer here.
Sure. Yeah, and we got a Fed meeting next week, so traders are going to be waiting for that, watching pretty closely.
Well, I think that's what a lot of this is about. I mean, the economy probably, you know, the talk was that he's going to raise rates till something breaks. Well, something broke. So it'll be interesting to see what he does next week, whether he raises just a quarter point and says maybe that's enough or doesn't raise at all. So there's all kinds of different theories out there, but it will probably put the brakes to the, you know, accelerated interest rates that we've been seeing the last 6 months.
Anything else that we need to be aware of or talking about?
Again, the energy market had a little bit of bad news this morning, too. Besides the macro, we did see a build of crude of 1.5 million. And we're, you know, substantially above last year's crude level, but not that far from the three-year average. But there was a pretty big draw of 2 million barrels in both gasoline and distillate. So, again, I think it's maybe being overdone. Like I said, we're about $2 off the low in crude right now and still firming up here. So maybe we'll get back to some normalcy here by the end of the week.
Brad Paulson, Northern Crops Marketing and Investments.